I'll never forget the day when Burger King took the Yumbo away, and I've been so unhappy since McDonald's took McRib away from me. Oh, I used to love my red M&M's, and they said that they could kill me. Red Eye number two, I loved you. And speaking of carcinogenics, I really miss cyclamates that they put in Fresco back in 68. And I really miss 8-track cassette tapes and the Bay City Rollers. I thought they were great. They took all the fun out of being a kid. They took it all away. Hey, yeah. Oh, well, they took my pop rocks. It wasn't fair. And then they took Speed Racer off the air. And then they took Tangelos away from me. And then they went and canceled Linda Ellerbe. Oh, McDonald's bummed my head again when they killed the steak sandwich, 'cause he was my friend. And all they offered me was a lousy chicken McNugget. Really stinks, and isn't it funny? The minute you love something, they take it away. And isn't it strange? We're bones and dust, and someday we're gonna blow away. Remember when there were red M&Ms all around us? There were red M&Ms all around us. Red M&Ms.
This calls for a celebration.
Friday night, Everything seemed dead till somebody said, come on, let's start a fight. Well, Johnny Reed was with them, but he says, boys, count me out. That kind of stuff don't prove that you're tough, so they all began to shout. Chicken John Reed, Chicken John Reed, the boys all called him Chicken John Reed. He laughed and said, well, I'll bet you a buck, someday you guys are gonna run out of luck.
I'd rather be a chicken in a dead, dead duck,
said Chicken John Reed. Gang was all out riding, it was late one Friday night. Everything seemed dead till somebody said, come on, let's start a race. Well, Johnny Reed was with him, but he says, boys, I decline. If you have a wreck and break somebody's neck, I don't want it to be mine. Chicken John Reed, Chicken John Reed, the boys all call him Chicken John Reed. He laughed and said, well, I bet you a buck, someday you guys are gonna run out of luck. I'd rather be a chicken in a dead, dead duck, said Chicken John Reed. Well, the gang was getting wilder, and with every passing day, they were tempting fate till it was too late to turn back the other way. Now the end, it came real sudden, it was very sad indeed. For they wouldn't be dead if they listened instead to a boy named Johnny Reed. Chicken John Reed, Chicken John Reed, the boys all called him Chicken John Reed. He laughed and said, well, I'll bet you a buck, someday you guys are gonna run out of luck.
I'd rather be a chicken in a dead, dead duck,
said Chicken John Reed. There's a moral to this story and a moral to this song. If you play it smart, don't take it to heart, my friend, you can't go wrong. Yes, Johnny Reed will tell you when the gang plays dangerous games. You better play a fool, don't be a fool, even though they call you names. Chicken John Reed, Chicken John Reed, the boys all called him Chicken John Reed. You laughed and said, well, I'll bet you a buck, someday you guys are gonna run out of luck. I'd rather be a chicken in a
dead, dead duck,
said Chicken John Reed.
Talk and talk.
pleasure, leisure and love, a new rebirth. It doesn't take long, and believe me, you'll get there fast. And once you get there, bury the past. You just take. No crying, hatred, greed or shame. No reputation to develop, no need to acquire fame. In this place you get what you lack on earth. Of pleasure, leisure and love, a new rebirth. It doesn't take long, and believe me, you'll get there fast. And once you get there, bury the past. We'll be right back.
just love this Motown stuff. It's the Funk Brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Funk Brothers, please. All right. And welcome to part two of Singles Going Steady Week. This week we're doing the flip sides of what we did last week in the exact same order. You have no idea what a problem that was. But anyway, be that as it may, we started with Bianca Bob Miller and Flystrip, Red M&M's on SOL Records, produced by WFMU's own Irwin Chusid. Following that, the Buggles on Island Records, we heard Kid Dynamo, flip side of Vizio, Video Killed the Radio Star. On Double Shot Records, the Fantastic Zoo, This Calls for a Celebration. Yes, we made it to the other side of Midnight Snack. Big deal. The Happenings, I Believe in Nothing, flip side of My Mammy, I Believe in My Mammy, and that was on BT Puppy Records. Chicken John Reed, Les Seavers, on Teen Ed Records, that was on the flip side of Back to the Woodshed. Rub-a-dub-dub from the Fifth Estate on Jubilee Records, flip side of Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. She just did a rub-a-dub-dub. Reflections from the Looking Glass was the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, a Kasnitz Cats production on Buddha Records. Flip side of Simon Says, and Crazy Elephant, The Dark Part of My Mind. One Hit Wonders on Bell Records, flip side of their only hit, Gimme Gimme Good Lovin'. So this brings us up to where we are now, and I've explained it enough already. You should know what I'm talking about by now. So let's just let the Funk Brothers take it out, and we'll have some more stuff for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I explained last week that I had a little trouble with making this stuff getting all together. It bears repeating, though. These are actual all singles. They were all actually played on a turntable here in my home on a piece of crap BSR McDonald mini changer. About the size of a phone book, maybe. A little bigger than that. And it has that kind of tinny sound to it. Now, I fed them through a equalizer, and it sounded fine, but the disc that I made them on, because I have to record them into a CD, and the disc just wouldn't finalize, so I had to do them all over again. When I tried, the equalizer wouldn't work. But enough about me. If you, let's this just purely hypothetical, if you were to pick up the MGM single Spiders and Snakes by Jim Stafford and turn it over, you would find Undecided, and that's what happened here too. So there it is, Undecided. There's also a different album version of that same tune, for what it's worth. After that, on Red Sweater Records from Anchorage, Alaska, the Anemic Boyfriends, Bad Girls in Love. She's So Fine, Jim Duval and the Gauchos on Diplomacy Records. The Mark IV, Ooga. Flip Side of I Got a Wife, and that was on Mercury Records, on Phillips Records. It was Malcolm McNeil, Land of Milk and Honey. Flipping over, you find How Do You Do? The Glass Bottle, again, One Hit Wonders. And that was Things, written by Bobby Darin, on the flip side of I Ain't Got Time Anymore. And then another band we never heard of, the Peppermint Trolley Company, on ACTA Records. And that was 9 O'Clock Businessman, right across from Baby, You Came Rolling Across My Mind. And then on Empire Records, we are informed that 45 Regular Store used 10-inch long play all vinyl or 30 cents, 10-inch flexies or 15 cents, all prices FOB, plant, excellent workmanship, rigid inspection. We make drop shipments to distributors, and emergency service overnight is available. I'm not sure what kind of an emergency you would have involving a 45 record, but there it is. And I don't know what that song was called. It's not written. It just has written by someone in large letters, Rotten. And I didn't think it was that bad, so I played it for you. You'll be the judge. Anyway, we can have more for you, and I'll be back to talk about them when I'm damn good and ready.
Yeah. other day, he went away, he ran astray. What can I do, what can I say, boy? Looks like a simple man. Looks like a simple man. Dog, my dog had cats. My cats had fleas, and my fleas had skis. My skis had fleas, and my fleas had skis. So what? Looks like a simple man. Looks like a simple man. My friend, baby, what do you say? I say, let's go back the other way. Me 50 mean oil do.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know if you realize this, but Tom Jones used to record on Parrot Records. I bring that up only because I have a Parrot record right here with the picture of the parrot on it. He's got a jaunty little cane and a fedora hat. He's tipping to you. To you. Not to me, but to you. And that was on the Frigid Pink record. Flip side of House of the Rising Sun. That was Driving Blues. These guys are from, they're from Sweden, I believe. I'm not sure. After that, the Turtles, their flip side of It Ain't Me, Babe, on White Whale Records. That was Almost There. Almost, not quite. Better luck next time. Buzz Hungry on SOL Records. Flip side of The Invictor, and this was The Beer Commercial. Kind of oblique there. Johnny and the Echoettes, after that, music by Big Fat Mike and his Fatheads on Swell Records from Newark, New Jersey, and that was I Called You Up, the flip side of The Beach Party, which was actually the Echoettes and Johnny, as opposed to Johnny and the Echoettes. All right, so don't get confused. They will be very angry at you. Steve Cochran and the Exciters, Running Back on Volpe Records, the flip side of Why Do They Kill. Frosty, still don't know who they are. And that was Organ Grinder's Monkey on MGM's Special Disc Jockey record, the flip side of I Want to Know. By a group called Boston, yep, that's what it says on the record. And that was Elagan Schmerl. I'm not sure what the hell that means, but it's on Mystic River Records. It's the flip side of Ode to Bobby. You decide. And then Tokaloda Tie-Dye. Caveman Constipation from Wesley Willard and the 709s on Overture Records. All right? So that brings us up to the last two. And you heard them last week. You heard Tie Me Kangaroo Down and Mr. Custer from Larry Verne. This week we'll be bringing you the Okefenokee Two-Step and the Big Black Hat from Rolf Harris and Larry Verne, respectively. Hope to see you. I hope I saw you at the record fair. I'm not sure what is it, this week or next week. I can't remember. But I'll be there. I'll be hawking my wares and saying hello, etc., etc. So please stop by and say hello. And I'll be, I promise to be nice to you, okay? Really, I will. No, I really will, honest. So I'll see you then, okay? Have a good one.
I met a man the other day. He was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim,
with a great big hat, with a big black brim.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Cause around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black bow. Now I met a man the other day, and he was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim,
with a great big hat, with a big black brim,
and a black striped band,
and a black striped band.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black bow. Dragging on the chain was a big black bow. Now I met a man the other day. He was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim,
with a great big hat, with a big black brim,
and a black striped band,
and a black striped band,
and a pair of dark glasses on his nose,
and a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. With a big black hat, with a big black brim,
with a big black hat, with a big black brim,
and a black striped band,
and a black striped band,
and a pair of dark glasses on his nose,
and a pair of dark glasses on his nose,
and a false mustache,
and a false mustache.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Till around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Now I met a man the other day. He was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim,
with a great big hat, with a big black brim,
and a black striped band,
and a black striped band,
and a pair of dark glasses on his nose,
and a pair of dark glasses on his nose,
and a false mustache,
and a false mustache,
and a pale pink sunshade held up high,
and a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Cause around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Now if I meet him again today, and he dips his hat, or he asks away, I'm gonna run, boy, fast as I can, cause I wanna get away from the funny old man, with the big black hat, with the big black brim,
with a big black hat, with a big black brim,
and a black striped band,
and a black striped band,
and a pair of dark glasses on his nose,
and a pair of dark glasses on his nose,
and a false mustache,
and a false mustache,
and a pale pink sunshade held up high,
and a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And that's not all.
And that's not all. Around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Dragging on the chain was a big black ball.
Okay, now, this here's a little thing called Okefenokee Two-Step Time. Now, when I say hit it, I want you to cross your big feet and go two up and two back. All right, now, hit it. You looking good. Okay, now, get up off the floor and let's try something else. When I say hit it, don't you go two up and two back. Give me a big basketball, whatever it is. Okay, now, hit it. You sure looking good. And now, when I say hit it again, don't you stomp your right foot two times. Give it a little wiggle right out there. All right, now, hit it. Wait a minute, the right one. The right, no, the other one. Wait a minute, it's the other one. Yeah, that one there. Okay, now when I say hit it, I want you to stick it out there and stomp it twice and give it a little wiggle. Okay, now, hit it. All right, now, and I say hit it one more time. I want you to go two up with your right foot and two back with your left foot. All right, now, hit it. You don't have to stretch that four. You done ripped your britches. Well, get on home, change your overalls, and come on back in. We're going to dance some more. It's Okie Pinokie two-step time. Hit it! You sure looking good.